Finale, Creature Tolerance. It's wise to remember, regardless of face, that every last creature needs his own time and place. If you don't say hello, let them visit with you, they will seem to be strangers and scare you with a boo. How can they all live in such tightly cramped quarters without running away or tripping over others? She is called Tolerance. She's the head of the home, a wise and accepting little wrinkly old gnome. Tolerance is strongest, calm along the border. As long as she's present, there's semblance of order. Creature Tolerance holds, can surround and contain, the whole crowd of creatures, be they fancy or plain. Creatures are like heroes, and like gods they resound. Look in any direction, they're always around. Heroes want attention and require sacrifice. They say, forget others, homage is their price. It's the price that you pay for using their powers, for aspiring to the heights of their ivory towers. Heroes are larger than life. They're great, timeless, a must. But it's you who must find belief in your self-trust. Decide each hero's time, their place and position, where each hero works best, under which condition. You'll find a time to move. You can let yourself be one hero for a while, just to let yourself see that because each hero will look at you and say, you must stay forever and never go away. Gods want you forever to stay right by their side, but mostly for worship and to always abide. By their wishes and power, their image and whim, otherwise they'll tell you your fate will be grim. Just try to take over any god's divine space, or think you're a god, think that throne is your place. It's then that your tower will be taken away by both gods and humans, who will angrily say, you're swell as a human and allowed to be great, but try to replace gods, overthrown is your fate. All heroes are helpful, best to visit each one, depending upon what you need to get done. Though you may aspire to sit on their tower, such spires are for gods, their image and power. As humans were able to visit the heights, rub shoulders with gods, and to sample their mites. Hang on to your heroes, keep all creatures in sight, let each image expand when you find time is right. All real human power comes from moving around, with visits to the gods while hearing our own sound. The call that you must move, visit all gods then rest, not pretending we're gods, being human is best. Creatures kind and nasty, each creature only wants his very own respect, whether welcome or not. So when one comes calling, as each will in its turn, always open the door and be ready to learn. Unexpected visits do need to be greeted, or creatures feel ignored and a little bit cheated. Make a face if you must, but remember again, they just keep on knocking until you let them in. Ignored knocks sound louder and seem larger than life. They just want to visit, never move in for life. When you hear them knock, don't run away and hide. Let the visit begin and hang on for the ride.